When I look at the face of the Delphi charioteer, I see a face that represents victory and confidence and self-assuredness and also restraint.
And of reason over emotion.
My name is Shane Stratton. I'm a sculptor in Philadelphia, and I work primarily in bronze.
My name is Penelope Lagakos, and I am an art consultant. It was my father, Judge Lagakos, who did convince the Greek government to give this authentic replica of the Charioteer of Delphi to the United States for our bicentennial. I remember the dedication. There was a band there, and they played the national anthems of both Greece and the United States. And it really was very, very festive and fun.
This replica was created through the process of lost wax casting
by the artist Nikos Kalis and Theodora Papayannis. Seeing this replica is as close as one can get to seeing the real Charioteer of Delphi in Greece.
This replica was created actually in a very similar way to the way that the ancient work would have been done. You make a wax model surrounded by a ceramic mold. Heat up the ceramic mold in a kiln and melt the wax out of it, creating a void of air. In that void of air, you pour liquid bronze.
When you look at the statue, you see that the charioteer's arm is up. He would have been holding the reins.
Yes, he would have had a life-size chariot with wheels, four horses, and a life-size groom beside him. And this is what we've got left.
The original statue was commissioned by a tyrant of Sicily.
Ann Kuttner is a professor of art history at University of Pennsylvania.
The chariot races are nostalgic. It's basically a memory of the heroic age that they could read in Homer. Nobody actually anymore used chariots in warfare. The statue goes up in the early 5th century BC. It stands till at least the 4th century, the 300s AD. We're talking 900 years, a millennium. So what we're telling you to visualize is the way in which the original statue became an ancient statue in ancient times.
An earthquake hit the area.
So it may have fallen over and gotten knocked by tumbling debris. The original statue was excavated in the late 19th century by a wonderful French team. Some people believe that when he was found, it showed the signs of carefully putting him away after he got damaged. And this was one of the first intact bronze statues ever found in Greece, and we still treasure him.
The Delphi charioteer is an athlete.
But for an athlete, he's quite composed.
We all know what it feels like to be confident.
And the athletic monuments are meant to inspire you to want to strive as hard as those people in everything you do.